Aircheckdownloads.com.
1996, 1995, 1994, 1998, 1888, 1887, 1886.
For the first time, an RNLI lifeboat was stationed at Gorleston. It was called the Leicester.
1898,
Great Yarmouth's first circus, the Hippodrome, opened. Lowestoft's Hippodrome opened in 1904, starring the fat boy of Peckham, who at 5 years old was said to weigh 12 stone.
1904,
express trains ran daily between Lowestoft and London, with a journey time of 2.5 hours, time not equaled today. Then, 3 years later, the first tram ran to Caister.
1921,
the Dean's swimming pool was opened in Lowestoft by the mayor, who slid down the chute.
1930,
the Prince of Wales visited Great Yarmouth and opened the brand new Haven, or South Town Bridge.
1945,
the very first Bird's Eye factory opened in Lowestoft.
1954,
Pixieland opened on what was the south lawn of the Wellington Pier Gardens in Great Yarmouth.
1969,
the Lowestoft Swing Bridge jammed open. One man swam the harbour to get across and was fined a pound.
1983,
the Pleasurewood Hills theme park opened at Courton.
1996.
Now,
history is once again being written. Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft are about to get what they've been waiting so long for. Great Britain's newest radio station is here. Welcome to 103.4 The Beach.
Good morning. It's Sunday, the 29th of September, 1996. This is Stuart Davis, and it really is my pleasure to welcome you to Great Britain's newest radio station, your radio station, 103.4 The Beach, serving Grey Yarmouth, Lowestoft and surrounding areas. The burning question then, the question everybody around here this morning has been saying to me, what's the first song going to be? That was the burning question in the office all last week. Many, many discussions, I have to tell you. And it was yesterday afternoon that little Ashley walked in with his mum and he said to us, why don't you play this one? So Ashley, 103.4 The Beach begins right now with your choice of music. That was it then. That was the first one. The history books have been written. Chris Rea on the beach. Okay, so it's a bit corny. Good morning. 7 minutes after 10. This is Stuart Davis. You're listening to a brand new radio station. This is 103.4 The Beach. Lots and lots of exciting things going to be happening throughout the day today. Tell you about some of those in just a while. Right now, though, I want to introduce you to somebody you will have heard if you listen to the test transmissions, because he's one of the broadcasters here as well. And he's also our managing director, so we look up to him and we call him Sir. Good morning, John Hammond.
Good morning, Stuart. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. John, this has been a 4.5 year project for you. You must be very emotional this morning.
It's been a long time coming, and it's here, and we're absolutely delighted, of course, and thank you for coming down. I want to just say a few thank yous to all the family and friends who've supported the project over, like you say, the last 4.5 years. It has been an awful long while, thanks to all the support we've had during the course of that time. Thanks also to the advertisers and sponsors who are with 103.4 The Beach as well. We're hoping and know the station will become a part of everyday life for people in the Lowestoft and Great Yarmouth area, and something that the area wants, needs, and we look forward to working together with the local people in the future.
Thank you very much indeed, John. I know you're the managing director, but I think on this occasion I'm allowed to say be quiet now because we're going to play another song. Good morning. You are listening to The Beach. We're here, and you can hear the difference every day on 103.4.
Aircheckdownloads.com.